It's time for Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball on 106.7 WMVI and MountVernonRadio.com. Wildcats Basketball is brought to you by the Posey County Co-op, United Fidelity Bank, Auto Car Trader, Crane Credit Union, Expressway Chevrolet, Bud's Hardware, DiMaggio's Pizza, the Mount Vernon M Club, Expressway Jeep, and Team Milan Real Estate.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome tonight to the Mount Vernon Basketball Coaches Show. I'm Alan Buck, sitting here with Coach Joe Newcomb in the lobby of United Fidelity Bank in downtown Mount Vernon. You're listening to 106.7 WMVI and MountVernonRadio.com. Coach, how have things gone since Friday night's game? You had a couple good practices?
Yeah, Thursday night's game, and then we practiced Friday and actually gave the kids off this weekend just because of we've had a ton of sickness and just trying to get kids back and get kids healthy. It's taken a toll here over the last 2 weeks in terms of the flu bug and the stomach bug going through our team, and I think we're getting closer, but it's like almost every day you go to school, you got somebody else out. So it's just one of those things that you've trying to get some kids some rest and hopefully be ready to go here this week in terms of headed into the home stretch.
Yeah, I imagine with everybody being so close, you know, when you're players, you're on the same team, you're in the same locker room, you probably share the sickness. If one guy's sick, Somebody else is going to get sick, kind of like a family, like your family. You got three kids, and they've all, I'm sure they each bring home germs.
Yeah, they do. You're right. We've had it for, it's been about 2 weeks where two, maybe even three, where some JV guys had it during Carmi, and you're kind of like, hey, that's a good week to have it for the JV team, you know, in terms of them not really having any games and us being kind of separated. And then since then, we've had multiple guys get it. We've had coach out today with the flu and was sick all weekend. We had another guy out, two guys out tonight with practice. So it's just it's one of those things that hopefully it takes its turn through here. And then as we head in here the last few weeks, we're done with it. And it's better now than it is the first week of March.
Absolutely.
You know? So, yeah.
That's making lemonade out of lemons.
Yeah, there you go.
And you got that, the flu, on top of the three injuries that we've talked about too. So maybe get all that behind you in a couple weeks.
Well, I think that's the thing. You deal with that at some point during the year. Every team does, you know, whether it be an injury or sickness or whatever it is. And honestly, it's just kind of been on top of each other here the last few weeks, and just part of it, you know. And I think that's part of the reason I don't think we've played very well the last couple games. And I think when you got kids that are banged up and kids that are puking before games and dealing with stomach issues, it's just part of it. We got to get healthy and then start putting out our best product here as we head down the stretch.
Absolutely. And with that, we'll talk about the Princeton game from Thursday night. And we know they are, what are they, ranked number three in
yeah, something in the top five, I think.
They're very, very, very good. And you dug a hole in the first quarter, 15-2. After that, you played a lot better. Second and fourth quarters were your good quarters. 12-10 in the second quarter, they won it, and 18-16, you won the fourth. But you know, when you dig that hole and against a team as good as Princeton, it's going to be tough to crawl out.
Well, I thought we had some good looks early, you know, and we talked about trying to take some longer possessions and try to shrink the game a little bit, and I thought we had the first three possessions really wide open shots that just don't go down, and they go down and score, and it's 8-0 really before you blink an eye. And it's one of those things where it was a poor start, but I also watching the game back, I thought we had good looks, and we got to make those. Bottom line is it's a make or miss game, and when you miss shots, it's deflating, you know. Yeah. Because not only against a team like Princeton, when you miss open outside shots, it allows them to get out in transition. And I didn't think we were very good in transition early on. And I thought the first quarter, I thought we were really poor on the defensive glass. I thought we were much better as the game went on. I thought we played a pretty solid second quarter. And really, I thought we were pretty good offensively the third quarter. We just didn't get stops. And I thought we came out the third quarter and did a pretty good job in terms of getting some things on our end. We just did not get stops. Gave up 22 in the third quarter, and we're not going to beat anybody giving up 20-plus points in a quarter.
That's true. And I wonder, basketball is not that complex a game, but when the shots don't fall, and like you said, you did get good looks, but that's going to happen from time to time. I wonder, the one question I had in watching the game, and I've only seen it the one time, was this, did Princeton get you sped up so maybe kids were a little bit uncomfortable and weren't as relaxed on taking those shots?
Well, I think Princeton does a great job of making everybody uncomfortable. There's a reason they're 17-1, and I mean they're really good. I think they have length around the entire across the board. You talk about the Price kid who's 6'1", 6'2", but he's got legitimately arms down to his knees, huge hands. I mean, I was talking to Coach before the game, and several JUCOs interested in him. You know, there's several D1s that are interested in Holmes. Jenkins is going and playing D3 basketball. I mean, there's college players and athletes across the board out there. And Jenkins, I think, really impacts the game defensively. We got him into a little bit of foul trouble, but he's extremely physical, probably the best on-ball defender of anybody we play all year. And I thought he really did a good job early on in terms of making people uncomfortable. And when you got guys that can make you uncomfortable with the basketball in your hands, it does get you on the heels. It does speed you up. It does make you make sometimes poor decisions. Testament to them. Like, I think they're really good. They're 17-2 now. I guess North Central beat them by 3 or 4 on Saturday. But, again, they've been beat by Lawrence Central by 10, and they've been beaten by now North Central by 4. So, they're as good as there is around here. And obviously that section was just absolutely loaded, with them, Southridge, Gibson, Washington, Jasper, Vincennes. I mean, they're all, that's going to be a really tough sectional, you know, but if Princeton or whoever gets out of there, obviously has the tools to make a run then from their sectional.
Yeah, it's almost a shame that so much talent gets stacked into one sectional, because it only gives one representative from this area going further in the tournament.
Yeah, from that one's loaded, you know, and we always talk about how tough ours is, you know, and, you know, year in and year out with Memorial, Bossy, you know, Heritage Hills. Both of them down here are high-level basketball sectionals, and you've got to be really good to give yourself a chance to win either one.
Absolutely, and that's why, you know, it's important for you guys to get rid of these illnesses and injuries now and be ready to go when it's sectional time. We will the credit to your team, after that first quarter, and we talked about maybe being sped up and a little uncomfortable, the second quarter, you looked like you were settled in, and they did function much better offensively, much smoother, didn't have those. There are times when we look and say, you know, the team looks a little bit out of sync, and I know if they don't do something in 15 seconds, Coach going to call a timeout just to not waste a possession. You didn't have that situation in the second quarter, because everything was meaningful. The cuts were meaningful, the passing, things like that.
Well, I think length bothers us sometimes. You know, there's no secret, we don't have a lot of size. And I think Princeton, with their length and their athleticism, I think kind of shell-shocked us early, especially when we didn't make a couple shots from the start, and things got ugly that first quarter. But I did think we were better the second quarter, and I thought we were actually pretty good again the third quarter. We just got to be better in general. We can't get off to starts like that against good teams. I think you're going to have give yourself a chance to win.
Absolutely. Well, this is a good time to take our first break. We will send it back to the studio. You're listening to 106.7 WMVI.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Hello, sports fans. I'm Mark Isaac, United Fidelity Bank Executive Vice President. At United Fidelity Bank, our in-person friendly service provides peace of mind and worry-free banking. We offer personal and business checking and savings accounts with no hoops and no hassles, high-yield certificate of deposit rates, and our easy-to-use online banking platform allows you to bank anytime, anywhere. Our free mobile app provides you access to the accounts on the go, and you can skip the trip to the bank with mobile deposit. Plus, we are proud to offer you access to over 93,000 surcharge-free ATM locations nationwide. Now, that's a reason to come see the difference at United Fidelity Bank.
Buying a used vehicle doesn't have to be difficult. And when you buy from Auto Car Trader in Mount Vernon, it's not. Stop by and check out the vehicle of the week. a 2023 Nissan Pathfinder Rock Creek Edition. It's a four-wheel drive with a 3.5-liter V6, leather interior, second-row bucket seats, and third-row capabilities. It's a one-owner vehicle with just 14,000 miles on it and priced at $36,390. Come give it a test drive today. At Auto Car Trader, we offer fair prices, superior service, and a satisfying experience. Down payments as low as $500 or zero down with the trade. Financing available for all credit situations. Visit Auto Car Trader today at 312 College Avenue in Mount Vernon or online at actpreowned.com.
This is Justin Schmidt, Regional Manager for Crane Credit Union in Posey County. I want to remind you that Crane Credit Union is committed to serving Posey County. With three locations, familiar faces, and local decisions, we are able to offer cutting-edge products and services that you want, along with hometown feel that you deserve. When you become a member at Crane Credit Union, you're helping to support this community and the schools and organizations that matter to you. Visit us in person at one of our local branches in Poseyville, Mount Vernon, or St. Wendell, or online at cranecu.org to find out how easy it is to join. Crane Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
Expressway Chevrolet GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expresswaychevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Mount Vernon Basketball Coaches Show. I'm Alan Buck, sitting here with Coach Joe Newcomb in the lobby of United Fidelity Bank in downtown Mount Vernon. You're listening to 106.7 WMVI at MountVernonRadio.com. We got two games coming up this week, Coach. Tomorrow night, go to Memorial, and it's 5:30 and 7 are the tip-offs. Mm-hmm. And what do you know about Memorial?
Well, the Tigers are always one of the better ones around. You know, I think they're well coached. They're always fundamentally sound. They're just solid. You know, and I think that's something that epitomizes what you're trying to be too. You know, just be solid and be fundamentally sound and not beat yourselves. And I think that's what they do on a nightly basis. They don't have outstanding, stellar athletes all over the floor or 6'10" everywhere. They just have good, fundamentally smart, good basketball players. You know, the Elsperman kid who's averaging 17, 18 a game, who's a really good football player, just a really heady basketball player. I really appreciate watching him. I think he's a really good leader, kind of a floor general, can shoot it, can take you off the bounce, rebounds. He just does it all, and just a really good basketball player.
He's a terrific athlete, and he does something that, from what I understand, he does what you say about players like that. They make winning plays.
He is that, you know, and I think they've got guys around him. You know, the Evans kid can shoot it. I thought he hurt us last year late because he made a couple against us. The Dylan Kendrick, he's gotten a lot better. A kid who last year was basically a no guard from outside 15 feet. I think he can shoot a little bit. Really good off the bounce at creating for others. And there's a toughness about him. I think he's a really good on-ball defender and is active. And then the Anslinger kid, they're kind of an undersized team, similar to us in terms of across the board. They don't have a bunch of 6'5", 6'6", guys, but the Anslinger kid plays a lot bigger than what he is, probably 6'2", 6'3", and just extremely active on the glass. I think he's a physical presence and kind of reminds you of like a Schickel in terms of what he brings to the table. And we've got to make sure we don't allow him to beat us on the glass and get easy post touches as that gets you into foul trouble, and it also allows him to get going. So they're a team that's really good in transition, put a lot of pressure on you in terms of throwing the basketball ahead, and really aggressive trying to get to the rim in transition with Kendrick and Elsperman especially. So we've got to do a good job of not turning the ball over, live ball turnovers, allowing them into transition, but then at the same time, we can't take bad shots and allow them to get into transition off of shot turnovers. We've got to do a good job of executing offense and playing inside out. And I think if we can do that, we can get some things on that end. We also, I think the biggest thing is we've got to go rebound on the offensive end and get extra possessions. It's something that we've not been great at. Like I said, they're really aggressive in transition, so at times they leak out. We've got to make them pay and go get extra possessions and require them to box us out. And if we can get some early offensive rebounds, I think that takes some pressure off of us with their transition. So real key is to get off to a good start for us tomorrow, take care of the basketball, and like I said, play inside out, get some good looks.
They, you're talking about rebounds. You've really got your guards contribute to the rebounding all the time. It's just, it seems like they'll get pretty tough rebounds that they really shouldn't get because they're not that big. And yet, you know, you appreciate when they do. They just don't do it quite as often as you'd like because...
Well, when you don't have size, you've got to be fundamentally sound, you know, and you don't get to not hit people. You got to box out every time a shot right. goes up because when you don't, it's going to make you pay. Like, you're going to be punished for not boxing out when you've got 5'8", 5'10", 5'11", on the floor a lot of the time. Yep. So the little things are really, really important to our success. And when you take a shortcut by just going and wanting to get the basketball, well, it's going to go over your head, you sure. know, and you've got to make sure you check out all the time. You know, I think Brady's physical on the glass. I think Meyer's leading us in rebounding right now, but he's got some length and some athleticism at 6'2", 6'3". And our other guards just got to continue. Bryce is a pretty good rebounder. Our other guards got to continue to be physical, get bodies on bodies, and then go attack the basketball. When we do that, we're not a bad defensive rebounding team. And then when we bring in Ryder, Reese off the bench, it helps us with some size and some length. But again, we have to be sound on that end, hit people, and help ourselves finish possessions on a consistent basis.
Absolutely. And something you mentioned, Bryce's name, his shot looked pretty good again Thursday night.
I think he's getting close to being back to himself. I thought he was really good in practice tonight. Just talking to him at school, he could just seems refreshed almost in terms of, I think it was important for him to get to click reset this weekend. You know, I think when you're dealing with an injury like you were dealing with and playing at the level he was playing with before that, that's hard on you mentally, you know. And I think his ability to make a few shots, like you said, Thursday was really good for him. Between the ears, and I think here today at practice, I thought he was outstanding. I thought he was good on the defensive end, but I also thought he was a really good decision maker offensively, made open shots, and was attacking off the bounce more like what Bryce is. And hopefully that carries over here for us tomorrow and on. Mm-hmm.
It's good to see your team. You talk about making good decisions with the ball and all. Your team's a very unselfish team in terms of sharing the basketball. They typically – you don't see many – what I would call basically a turnover with a really awful shot that shouldn't, you know, like a 1-on-3 or something like that. You don't do that.
I think we are very unselfish. I think sometimes we get impatient offensively to where we take just okay shots, or the ball sticks, and when the ball sticks, then we end up taking just okay shots, as opposed to when we get paint touches and ball reversals and get to play inside out off of those paint touches, I think we're pretty good shooters. When we try to shoot off one pass or shoot out of rhythm or shoot off the bounce, we're just not very good shooters. And that's something that we really harped on today. And I thought we were pretty good offensively today in terms of playing from the paint and out. You know, and if you can get the ball in the paint, whether that be off the bounce, whether that be post feed actions to different guys, like you said, we're unselfish. You know, and if you'll get the basketball in the paint, that collapses the defense. And when you get to play inside out, now we have shooters that can make shots. We've got to knock those down and continue to share the basketball when we get the ball in the paint.
Yeah, like most sports, defense is much harder to play than offense. So the more you work the ball in offense, the more the defense has to work, and the more tired you get the other team and give them a chance to make a mistake. Talked about they're always well coached. You're very familiar with that coach.
Yeah, Coach Hockington's a great guy. You know, he was obviously at North Posey for a few years, maybe just a year when I was here, one or two against him up there. But, yeah, I mean, you see him scouting all the time. I know how hard he works at the game. And just last week when we ran into each other at Boonville scouting, and he's a great guy. Family very similar to what I have as far as little kids, and his wife's at everything, and I just appreciate the time he puts into it. His team's always well prepared, and he's, like I said, he's one of the great guys of the coaching world, and he does a really good job. But hopefully we can go over there and knock him off tomorrow.
Absolutely. Give it everything you got. Well, we'll take our second break right now. We'll come back and talk a little bit about Boonville coming up on Friday. You're listening to 106.7 WMVI.
This week at Bud's Hardware, it's time to get your grass seed. 50-pound Kentucky 31 tall fescue bags are on sale for $69.99 each. 50-pound contractor blend fescue for $59.99 a bag. Plus, all the tools you need to help spread it through your yard. Bud's Hardware, open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until 5. Serving Mount Vernon since 1874. Bud's Hardware.
How do you like your pizza? Valentine heart-shaped? Ask about it at DiMaggio's Italian Pizza in Mount Vernon. Home of zesty, authentic Italian pizza, calzones, wings, Italian sandwiches, salads, cannoli, and more. Voted again the best pizza in the tri-state. DiMaggio's Italian Pizza, 1244 Main Street in Mount Vernon. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Call 838-9850 for pickup or delivery, or order online at DiMaggio's.com.
For over 40 years, the Mount Vernon Club has provided support necessary for the success of Mount Vernon student-athletes. Since 1971, over $250,000 has been donated to athletic programs, assisting in weight room equipment, uniforms, and granting college scholarships. The M Club sells individual bricks for Wildcat Plaza, which are great purchases for alums and class reunions. Bricks are just $35. To make a purchase, contact M Club President Scott Mitchell at 812-550-0153.
At Expressway Jeep, we're more than a dealership. We're your trusted Jeep service experts. Whether it's maintenance, repairs, or upgrades, our certified technicians know your Jeep inside and out. Convenient scheduling, expert care, and fast service keep your Jeep running like new. Expressway Jeep wants to be the go-to for Jeep service in Southern Indiana. Call 812-831-3333 or book online at expressway jeep.com. Just a short drive away from you, Expressway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Are you ready to make your real estate dreams a reality? Then give us a call today at Team Milam of ERA First Advantage Realty. Our community and market knowledge and effective negotiation skills are what you need, whether you are buying that dream home or selling your existing property. Team Milam has been the number one realtor and team in Posey County for the last 15 years. See our listings online at teammilam.com or call 812-453-1068 to discuss your needs. Team Milam Real Estate, going that extra mile.
The Mount Vernon Basketball Coaches Show. I'm Alan Buck, sitting here with Coach Joe Newcomb in the lobby of United Fidelity Bank in downtown Mount Vernon. This is WMVI 106.7 FM and MountVernonRadio.com. We've talked about the Memorial game tomorrow night, 5:30 and 7 game times, and Friday night we have Boonville at home. Same game times, 5:30 and 7.
5:30 and 7 for Boonville as well.
We had a great game at Boonville last year. We won it. I don't remember how much. It was
8 or 10.
Yeah. And they had a kid that they had scored like 35 points or something the previous game against South Spencer, and he came in and he's an out on the floor player. He's not down on the block, and Brady played him 84 feet toe to toe and held him very, very respectably. I don't know.
That's a McCain kid. He was just a freshman last year.
Yeah.
He's a good talent. You know, I think he's a young man who presents issues in terms of how he plays with his physicality. You know, he's 6'3", 6'4", handles the ball a lot, can face you up and put it on the floor and attack you, can shoot it a little bit. They'll post him some as well. He's just a really versatile guy and can get you into foul trouble by attacking you in different ways. So we're going to have to do a really good job in terms of containing his penetration out on the floor. But then when they post him, we got to do a good job of not fouling, playing him before the catch, just making things difficult on him. Because if he gets going, he's a load. He's had some games where he's really gotten going. Like you said, last year, he's had a few this year where he's gotten going as well. So we got to do a good job on him. And then coach's kid with the Willis kid. And then Davis can still shoot it. A couple other guys that can still shoot the basketball out on the floor. But the Willis kid, Cash Willis, he does a lot for him, handles the ball, can score from the perimeter. They've got two or three other guys that can stretch the floor as well from three. We just got to be solid out on those guys, pressure the basketball without fouling and making things difficult on them. And and then taking advantage of some of the things I think we can do with them on our other end is in terms of spreading them out and trying to make them guard some penetration.
One of the things that I really like about this team, this Mount Vernon team, is, I mean, you start four guards and a forward. But when you're talking about trying to play defense before the catch on the, down on the blocks, your guards can pressure the other team's guards so that it makes it difficult to get a good, clean pass off. And then if you play a three-quarter over the top or whatever you play down low, it does make entry passes difficult, but it starts with the guards pressuring the guards.
Yeah, and we've got to be better in that regard. I think the last couple of games we've struggled in terms of pressuring the basketball and really just keeping the basketball out of the paint. You know, that's something we track tonight in terms of practice. It's also something we're going to track the rest of the year in terms of you get to give up a certain number of paint touches a quarter, and every time everyone overs, we're going to have running the next day after. The heart of our defense is the paint, and our guards have got to protect the paint, whether that be, like you said, dribble penetration or making things difficult for entry passes into the post. And when we do that, we're pretty good defensively. But there's times where I just don't think we've been good enough on the basketball, whether it be, like you said, pressuring it and eliminating those passes, or whether it be just guarding our yard and keeping people in front of us. So something that we've got to do a good job of. And I think if we can, then I think we can be pretty good defensively as we go.
They don't have any extraordinary height other than, you said.
No, McCain's good size, and they got another big kid, lefty, the Fleener kid, left-handed. He's probably 6'5", 6'6". So he poses some issues in terms of if you put Brady on McCain like we did last year, who guards Fleener? And that's something that we'll talk about this week in terms of how we want to handle that. But he's a guy that a post player only, not really a threat out on the floor, but you got to do a good job of not letting him have easy ones around the rim. And then I think he's a pretty good rebounder as well. And his length obviously allows him to get hands on balls. So we've got to do a good job with him too. And like I said, guarding our perimeter guys and not letting them be catch and shoot guys.
Yeah, it's this rivalry with Boonville in both football and basketball has just intensified over the last few years, and don't expect anything different Friday night.
There's always, it seems like, both, like you said, football and basketball, a lot of close games, very similar type athlete night in and night out in terms of what we both have. And Coach Willis does a good job. It'll be another hard-fought game on Friday. And I always feel like it's a really physical game when we play Boonville. You know, I think the last few years it's been nip and tuck. You know, I think we've gotten them. I think we might be 500 with each other over the last 3 or 4 years. We've gotten each other, like once we beat them in the regular season, they knocked us off in the sectional. It's one of those things where it's going to be a close ball game, and who can execute, and really who can, I think, rebound and finish possessions will allow us to have a chance to win it.
Team meal Thursday night or anything?
We've got a few things on Friday. There's a big cheer clinic on Friday, which is cool for them. They'll have a bunch of little girls that cheer in between games, and then we're honoring our 8th grade team that won the conference tournament at halftime of the varsity game. Would love to have another big crowd. We've got two home games left, both Friday nights. Obviously, Boonville this weekend, and then next Friday will be our senior night game against Tecumseh. And it's hard to believe we're talking about that, you know. And sometimes the days are long, but man, oh man, you look back and the seasons just, they fly by. I'm excited here. You know, these next 2 weeks are just huge for us. You know, we got, like I said, a tough one on the road tomorrow. It's been 2012 since we've won at their place. I'd love to get that nixed and get one on the road. And then we're going to play good basketball here now these next 2 weeks, heading into that the draw and then South Spencer the following week. So just looking to play good basketball, get healthy like we've talked about, and put a good product on the floor as we head into March here.
Yeah, build some momentum going into the sectionals. That'd be a good thing. And, you know, you're talking about this season, it's kind of like raising kids. It's a long thing, but it's over before you know it. And there are difficult days, but every one of them's a lot of fun, and you'll be a lot better for it when it's over. And hopefully, you can build some momentum before the end of the season. With that, I think we're about done. Anything else I should have asked you that I didn't?
No, I appreciate it. Okay. Hopefully we see everybody out Friday night, and go Cats.
Yep, bring your noisy neighbors, and let's make it an inhospitable but sportsmanlike atmosphere. That's in right. Mount Vernon. So thanks for your time, Coach. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're listening to 106.7 WMVI, and I'll say good night to all good sports.
You've been listening to Mount Vernon Wildcats basketball on 106.7 WMVI and MountVernonRadio.com. This broadcast has been brought to you by the Posey County Co-op, United Fidelity Bank, Auto Car Trader, Crane Credit Union, Expressway Chevrolet, Bud's Hardware, DiMaggio's Pizza, the Mount Vernon M Club, Expressway Jeep, and Team Milan Real Estate. Stay up to date with Mount Vernon Sports on your home of the Wildcats, 106.7 WMVI.